All right, welcome. I'm Lars Biltzen, a permanent member here at the KITP, and David got tied up, so I'm just going to stand in for him and give the introduction to the Institute for you. So welcome to the conference. The program has been going on now for maybe a month, 2 months, okay? And what I wanted to do is give a few announcements, help you get around this next week, but also remind you of who we are and how we operate. So the KITP, we're in year 33, for those of you who may not track how long we've existed. First question I want to ask is, for how many of you is this your first time here? Okay, that's fantastic. It's good to see. There's a definite correlation with age on who raised their hand. Our programs, which go on for 2 to 4 months, are constantly coming from the community, but I would encourage all of you to think of future programs. Mark Robbins, I'm looking, is Mark here? There's Mark, thank you. Mark was on our advisory board. I think you've now rotated off. But if anybody has questions, feel free to talk to Mark or if you see Boris Schramann or any of the other permanent members about that process. We're always looking for great ideas, and so please bring them to our attention so we can explain how to do it. And of course, the coordinators of the program know what it takes as well. Okay, so a few bureaucratic announcements. Parking, you're supposed to see Jocelyn if in doubt. I can assure you that transportation and parking services, like all UC campuses, is very efficient at giving tickets. So if you have any doubt, see Jocelyn. The staff who are available to help you are wearing name badges. And so some of them are here. I see Craig's in the back. All of you obviously already know Jocelyn. For food, the food and everything is in the courtyard, so please wear your name badge. That helps us to identify or to be sure that it's you who is getting the food, not some random person who got confused at the cafe across the street. Entrance during the dinner is through the wooden gate. That's a little bit unusual. You want to explain that, Jocelyn?
10 minutes prior to the building, locked up by computer, and all these main doors are locked. So if you go out here and have smoke or talk to yourself or something like that, you on the door and it doesn't open for you, head back around to the other side of the building with the room gate, and that door is going to be open for the caterers, so you can go in and out that way.
Okay. Bathrooms are down the hall in this direction. There's a men's room down the hall in this direction, a women's room above it, and there's another men and women's room above the ones that are down this hall. The computer room, so some of you might actually need a computer that's not your laptop, though I find that hard to believe. That computer room's upstairs. It's basically right above where Jocelyn's standing. So the wireless access is here. You should all see it, KITP Conf and the password. So you've probably already found that. I would encourage you to listen to your colleagues rather than read your email, but there's not much we can do about it. You are being recorded. Everything we do here goes online nearly instantaneously. So it is very important that the speakers use the microphone, and it is very important that the questions being asked get captured. And so there's a hand mic here, and there's another hand mic here, and the session chair will probably ask someone to help him or her navigate to be sure the questions are captured with the hand mics. Discussion. As you may have noticed, the talks are 30 minutes and there's 15 minutes allotted for discussion. That is what makes our conferences quite special. Whether they're unique or not, I don't know. It depends on how many copy this format from us. But you really have to do that, and the first session chair will be setting the example as to encouraging 15, being sure the speakers stay on time, but more importantly, or as equally important, is getting the discussion to happen. And I think it is something that we really pride ourselves on, is the extra value of those discussions from the talks. And so you should take full advantage of that 15 minutes. And if you don't have the question immediately, you have 5 to 10 minutes to think of your question. And Kurt will be very good at being sure that time is there. It's also why we have longer lunch breaks and coffee breaks. So the speaker should give a copy of their PowerPoint. There should be a flyer in your packet that tells you where to email or download your PowerPoint so that we can capture that, as well as, of course, we're capturing with our not-so-hidden cameras. So that's all I have. I guess if there's any questions about the KITP, I can try to answer them, but otherwise I'm going to hand it over to your session chair, Kurt Krimmer. Thank you all for coming. Enjoy the conference. And unfortunately, since I was not expected to do this, I have to run out for a meeting. So don't take that the wrong way. Kurt.
Well, thank you very much for the kind introduction and the introduction to the KITP and what is going on here. I hope that we put together an interesting meeting for all of us here, and I really hope that we will have many intense discussions which go beyond just the sessions here and the meeting. Yeah, I think there's not that much to say at the moment. As far as I can see, the speakers, at least for today, are all here already, so we should have no problem showing up during today. And most of the speakers of the next days are also already here. So I'm very happy to start with the first talk. The first talk is given by Glenn Fredrickson from UCSB, and he will talk about frontiers of computational polymer field theory. Glenn, it's all yours.
Thanks.